So this morning's readings, there's one word that jumps out in both of these readings. Even though in the gospel, the actual word doesn't jump out, but the concept does. And the word is money. So, St. Paul says something that I've never totally understood. I will give you my thoughts on it. Maybe I've got it right, but I'm still not sure I totally get where he's coming from. He says the following. For the love of money is the root of all evils. Okay? That's an expression I see thrown around very easily, and it comes from St. Paul. It's sacred scripture. It's inspired, so you can't just deny it offhand. It's always been one that puzzles me a little bit, but I'll give my thoughts. First of all, though, well, in general, I think it comes down to this. The love of money, he doesn't say money in and of itself. He says love of money. What does that mean? Ultimately, the danger of money is that it very quickly becomes our God. It very quickly becomes an idol. Because money, if you think about what it actually is, it is a physical representation of human labor and material. Things that are valuable to human beings. Material that we have worked on for the most part, okay? And therefore, it's extremely flexible. You can, anything that is humanly possible, that we are capable of doing, can be obtained or done with money. Therefore, it becomes the means to open up a whole avenue of things that can, if we're not careful, distract us from God and, in a certain sense, replace God in our hearts. So that's, I think, the bottom line. Now, money in and of itself, we know, is a good thing. It is meant to be used. It is a gift. It is something that we will be accountable for before God. And in the gospel, we see that. We see Mary Magdalene and other women provided for Jesus and the 12 out of their resources. They were using money the way it was meant to be used. They were using money in the service of the kingdom. It is an important thing. And sometimes we can be men and women who pray a lot and come to church and maybe even make some sacrifices, but we get very stingy about our money. And I understand that, especially if we don't have a lot of it, especially if we are finding ways to just survive month by month or week by week. But it's also true that there's always something that can be given. Even if it's small, even if humanly speaking you would say it doesn't make a big difference. We always think of the famous case of the widow's mite. The widow's little coin did not make a single bit of difference to what was happening in the temple. Humanly speaking, it did not. It was one grain of sand in that box. But before the eyes of God, it represented, it was an act of love from a person, a woman who was giving everything. It was all she had, and it represented, this is me giving everything. And I'm going to put all my security in God. And that was a beautiful gift. And it's something that I think we need to regularly ask ourselves. How stingy am I? Do I ever make sacrifices? Does my use of money, you know, when I contribute to the church or to charities or whatever, how much does it hurt? Do I feel the pinch? If I don't feel the pinch, I'm not giving enough. Bottom line. So going back to St. Paul's reading, he says, the love of money is the root of all evil. I was listening to, once upon a time, one of the priests that I sometimes listen to, Father Ripperger. He is a famous American priest. He's an exorcist. He's a great theologian. I think he may even be starting a confraternity of priests, like religious life. So a very learned man, and furthermore, a famed exorcist who gains a lot of knowledge from his exorcisms. One of the things that he talks about sometimes are generational spirits. So generational spirits are demons that are attached to individual people, but also to families, for example. A family may have a generational spirit like of alcoholism or of abuse or whatever, but also nations. Each nation has a generational spirit. And there are other groups, you know, probably every religious order, every group, every human grouping probably has their demons that are there assigned or by Satan to try to bring this one down. And, you know, through his exorcisms, he came up with something that to me was a little surprising. It was even surprising to him. I think he may have been exorcising Satan himself, I'm not sure. But it came out in the wash. The generational spirit of the United States, I would have thought was different, but he said it was avarice, love of money, greed. And, well, if you start looking at what are some of the big scandalous crimes in the country, okay, the way that we sell arms, you know, is not always so good. Think of all, like, the recent scandals with Epstein or P. Diddy. Okay, what's behind them? Money. What's behind the drug trafficking? Money. What's behind the trafficking of children and women? It's money. What's behind, I mean, go down to Fifth Avenue and just see what messages are being sent to us. It is to make of these things our God. And therefore, I think it's something that we always need to bring before God and examine ourselves on. To what extent do I make God, to what extent do I make of money a little God, an idol, something that prevents me, that blinds me to the things of God? Actually, another thing, St. Thomas Aquinas, and with this I will wrap up the English segment. St. Thomas Aquinas, when he talks about the sins that blind the human heart, he said the number one sin is lust, the number two sin is avarice, greed of money. The number two thing that makes us blind to the things of God is the love of money. Greatest theologian of all time says it. So, again, I think it's an opportunity for us to examine what is my relationship to money, and do I have any little altars in my heart devoted to it?